We're looking at the Sfas Emes. In these editions, it's on page 112. I believe it's Shnas Tuf Reish Lamed Aleph. On the right side, right-hand column, Ve'isa. Umos ha'olam monin lechama. Ha'chodesh hazel lochem. You're going to count time by the moon. You're going to have a lunar calendar intercalated with the solar calendar. It's going to be a unique calendar, just yours. While the umos ha'olam, the nations of the world, otherwise, of course, follow and mark time with a solar calendar. Bnei Yisrael lelevon, ayin shem b'medrash hamashal. So the mashal is here in the footnotes, where you see there are certain things that the chama represents. It represents that the umos are Moshel bayon. They have this world. Now, they have the here and now. That's Esav's Yerusha. And that's where the umos ha'olam reigns supreme. But not in the next world. Furthermore, what is the chama? One great big ball of burning gas. Fire. And that's where they're headed. They're headed straight into the fire. And the idea of Klal Yisrael, the idea of Klal Yisrael, what is it? What is it?
No, I just concerned. Maybe I'm going in the same direction.
Yeah, chas v'shalom. We should all be fearful. But you know, Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek la'olam haba. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek la'olam haba. So we're not headed only into such fire. Mirtz Hashem. Now, also in terms of how they, the umos ha'olam, have reign in this world, that's because the sun does not shine at night. Moonshine can be seen day and night, interestingly enough. And so, this is what the Levana stands for. The Levana is light without fire. And that's how the Levana then represents light. Even in a time of darkness, even at night, whereas the sun only shines during the day. Now, that's what the Medrash says, and the Sfas Emes is going to take it and explain it and expand upon it. V'ha'inyan. Da'or ha'shemesh hu etzem ha'ara ma'shenishtana b'chol yomei choshech ha'layla la'or ha'yayim. The greatness of the sun is that the darkness of night comes to an end, and sun and light prevail. And each time you have a sunrise, it's light where there had been darkness. That's what it stands for. Aval hischatshus ar halavana, however, the waxing new moon, eino yichus hashinui mitzad oira. The point of that moon is not that now there's light where before there wasn't. Shahri b'yoyim or yoyser. The day is much more bright than the night. Rak, the Medrash is pointing out, mitzad shem me'ira gam b'soich ha'choshech. Even in darkness, the sun doesn't shine at any other time. In the darkness of night, the moon shines. V'zeh inyan b'nei Yisrael gamkein. That's the point that the Medrash is saying. She'avodasam limtzoi ba'olam hazeh, shehu choshech v'layla. In this world, in this dark world, in this world in which there's so much that's so negative, that's so troubling, that's so offensive, that's so is including recognition of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's blinding us and darkening such that we can't see the light. And yet, the Levana, that's Klal Yisrael, is supposed to find and bring out the light even in this dark world, in this world where what is something that Hashem created for? What is its purpose? If its purpose is not actualized, it remains dark. When he uses the word he'ara, it doesn't mean to bring something into light, it means to actualize something. It means to bring out its purpose and see it actualized. Ze'inyan b'nei Yisrael gam ken, sha'avaydasim limtzai ba'olam hazeh, shehu choshech v'layla, he'arois ha'toyra, she'nivra al yada kol ha'briya. Everything in this world was created al pi Torah. Because of the existence of Torah and reflecting the existence of Torah, everything in nature exists. By that blueprint, it continues to exist. For what purpose? For what goal? We're supposed to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything. And the more we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything, not only are we better Jews, but we're serving the purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us here on this earth for. Bring out the Kedusha and show and actualize the purpose of all of the beautiful things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created. What are they to be used for? For which mitzvah? For which Kiddush Hashem? To bring glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And to take things that otherwise would be dark and meaningless and cause them to have great meaning. That's the idea of the Levana that shines out at a time and in a place that's so dark, in the darkness of night. So in a place of Golos, in a place where Jewish people along with others are seemingly not accomplishing what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And they're not bringing about all of the good for which reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. A human being is capable of, even in such darkness, bringing out the good and seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the potential and in the good things that the person brings about, in the good relationships the person has, in the mitzvahs that the person does, Sai ben Adam l'makom, Sai ben Adam l'chaveroi. V'zer shekosuv ba'asarim amoris nivra ha'olam, litin schar le'tzadikim. Everybody knows the famous medrash. Ba'asarim amoris nivra ha'olam, it's in footnote 12, Matal Medleimar, v'halei b'mamar echad yochel hibarais. Kesh Baruch Hu could have made the world in one ma'amar, not in ten. Elo lehiparim in arishoyim shehen ma'abdin es ha'olam shenivra ba'asar ma'amaris v'litin schal tev letzadikim shehen ma'kaim in es ha'olam shenivra ba'asar ma'amaris. Because there are asar ma'amaris, there are individual purposes to so many different things. The asar ma'amaris are, of course, representative of how different things accomplish different mitzvahs, and the different mitzvahs are represented by the ten asaras ha'dibrais. In other words, that tzaddikim living in this world look at the world Hashem created and say there's so much that we can do with what to do it. It's not just that because there are 10, so you get more schar, as opposed to if you were only 9 mamaras, only 8 or 7 or 6. That's not what it means. Tzvasana says it means that everything has such a divine purpose. A divine purpose reflected in all of the 10 dibras that are meant to guide us in how to live in a world created by 10 ma'amaros. And when tzaddikim do the right thing, when they bring out the light in all things, in a world that otherwise would be dark, and seemingly therefore darkness here means meaningless and without purpose, when the tzaddikim actualize so many things, they see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will is all around them. And then they get the schar for actualizing all of creation. It's not just that the more mamoris there were, so the more schar there's going to be for the tzaddikim who do things in this world. It means that the things in this world, used correctly, are now all meaningful. Now, to go from the Sfasemis to the ultimate in maybe even a completely different mahalach, an halachic mahalach. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal used to talk about this, halachic man, that halachic man looks at and sees everything that's created and understands what is its halachic design, law, and effect. And all Svasamis is adding is purpose. That's what it's here for. It's here for that reason. It was created for that reason. It's created so that Mayim coming together in a certain measure shall be a mikveh and bring about tahara. If it's in a certain measure, in a certain form, in a certain place, not gathered artificially by man, occurring naturally, and so on and so forth. And halachic man sees that this is what this use of these waters are meant to be, or what they're capable of. And that's what halachic man sees and appreciates in all of that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And all the Sfasemis is adding is that, and now it is recognized as having achieved its great purpose. And the beauty of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. What is the beauty of something? Of course, it looks nice. It looks pretty. Mountains, majestic, as we would say. Yeah, but they also have halakhic consequences. And there are things to do there. And there are things to see there. And there are things that such mountainous regions represent. You want to get into a halakhic discussion? Well, so when is Shkia if you're on such a mountain? From when you can see the sun set, or when you would see the sun set, were you not up on the mountain? I mean, that's just, you know, a small issue. But the point is, everything is there, wherever we are, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there's so much that I want you to accomplish with what I created. And then he says, V'zehu shenemer ha-chodesh hazeh lochem. Ha-chodesh hazeh lochem. The idea of limtzoi ha'aras chodesh hazeh, see and find that which is so full of light, and that which is then therefore very new in its effect and in its relevance, even gam b'makom ha'hester, even in what would otherwise be a completely dark and seemingly meaningless and totally unessential time and place. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, the Sfasemis is saying, is that like the moon is some magical light in the most dark of times, the world itself, if it's not given meaning, and if everything Hashem created isn't designed for its purpose and now being used for its purpose, it's dark. And when it's used correctly, now it shines with a certain special light. Let's go now to the next piece. He says, Adoni Avi Zikni Zal, Higid Maisa de Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch. Very famous Gemara, Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch was one of the great Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Gemara is discussing places where the Aseres HaShivotim Le'aleinu went into Golus to those places, and why were they never to come back? Why were some of them lost in those places of Golus? Because the wine was good, the waters that they took baths in, and they indulged, and they were lost, really, to Yiddishkeit because of that. And now Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, after the passing of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, apparently also went there. He went to Porgisa and Diomsis. And Imshich Basrayu, the Gemara says, he ended up with the same awful effect that taking in and imbibing caused him to lose his Torah. When they came, there, or according to the Medrash, they came there. According to the Gemara, he came back, and they had him read from the Torah, and famously, they had him read from Parshas Bo, where it says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, and he read, HaChodesh Hoya Libam. Ke'ilu, he couldn't read. That's what came out of his mouth. HaChodesh Hoya Libam. Now, Cheresh meaning deafness. Hoya Libam, instead of Hazeh Lochem, means that their hearts somehow were deaf. So how do you explain this? So what does it mean? What's the message in the fact that Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch accidentally said it that way? So the Chiddush Yerim, the Sfasemis' grandfather said, Emshech HaBasrayu, Ukra B'Sifra Cheresh Hoya Libam, Ayin Shem B'Shabbos, Uperish Hu, Zal, my grandfather said, Ki Omar, Sha'al Yidei, She'cheresh Hoya Libam, Lekach Gam Hu, Emshech. Because the klal is, as the Medrash says, when you are a leader, when you are the Rebbe, either you lead the people or they lead you. Fascinating, Chiddush Yerim, just as an aside, he's really not going to dwell on this, but that's what the Chiddush Yerim says. That because he went to a place and was with people who were so powerfully opposed to and stronger in some way than where he was, and his emunah and his power wasn't with him enough to convince them of how to behave, they convinced him. And there's a medrash that says as much. Not specifically about Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, but there's a medrash that the Chiddush Yerim brings in Sefer HaZchus, where he says, the medrash points out, Oy notzeach, either the leader leads and guides the people and wins them over, Oy nitzuach, or they win, and he's vanquished. We'll talk about it maybe at some other point. He's talking there about the Meraglim. What happened to the Meraglim? They were all good people. Moshe chose them. They were fine people, good people. You know, the Torah attests to that. What happened? But because behind them, the people, Am Yisrael, were swaying them in the wrong direction, they fell. They were overcome. But the lack of emunah, lack of faith of the people, that became overpowering to them. And they fell. And this is what happened to Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, imshich basrayu, where Rashi says it means he enjoyed and took in all of that which brought him into Olam Hazeh, and therefore he forgot his Torah. Imshich basrayu, Chiddush Yerim is saying, means he followed them. Not he followed the wine and the baths and the indulgences. He followed the people. He was moved toward following the people instead of the people, his students, following him. Okay, but now the Sfasemis is going to talk about this idea of Cheresh Hoya Libam as it relates to Nisan and to Geula. V'yesh Leimer. So we're on the left-hand side. Seven lines down. V'yesh Leimer Oid. Ki kol hischatshus, every effort for renewal. K'sheyesh hester mikoidem. When earlier things are dark, when you don't have the energy, and you don't see and hear the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're not, so to speak, with him, and not following him, and not hearkening to him. V'al yedei shemikoidem cheresh hoya libam, that because earlier there was cherishes, where you don't hear and your heart doesn't feel, that is fertile ground for a whole new beginning, because Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim had reached so low, as Chazal tell us, and were deaf to the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The cherishes halev means that the golus of Mitzrayim wasn't only that we had a shibud, it means we could not believe in ourselves and in Amun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Witness the fact that as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu came, we said, we believe. And then, Paro hichbid avoida, he made the avoida worse, and that was it. V'lo yishamu el Moshe. And that was for Moshe to see. Moshe was meant to see. Yeah, they said, okay, good, we're coming out. And with just one turn of Paro's hardening of the heart, where he says, I'm going to make them suffer a bit more, and we gave up in a moment. We lost hope. Mikaitzer ruach. Kaitzer ruach literally means shortness of breath. But what does that mean? It means we had no spirit. Mikaitzer ruach. We had no ruchnias. We had no belief. We had no spirit of, yes, we believe we're going to come out of here and be a people for Hashem. No. Lost. Gone. Darkness. And it's that chershus, that deafness, that lays the ground for the complete opposite, for the turnaround. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Chershus HaYalibam is talking about the Jews in Mitzrayim. That's why Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch unwittingly said it that way. Chershus HaYalibam. They were deaf. They couldn't feel. They couldn't hear in Mitzrayim. Nasa achakach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, effecting Geula, causes us and gives us now each year again an opportunity of complete renewal. HaChoydesh Hazeh Lachem. This newness, this renewal, is your unique opportunity, Klal Yisrael. Like the moon, which, unlike the sun, doesn't wax and wane and wax and wane. The moon does. You, Klal Yisrael, you have gone down to Mitzrayim, and you have lost your ability to hear and to feel, and your hearts are deaf. But HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, there's a whole new opportunity that opens up for you now. There's going to be mitzvahs, and with this first mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, renewal is up to you. Because Beis Din decides and announces, is there or isn't there a Levana? Is it at the end of 29 days or at the end of 30 days? When is Rosh Chodesh? When is Rosh Chodesh? When is Nisan? HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. It's up to you to decide. It's up to you to make it happen. And the Hischatshus and the renewal is up to you to make it come to effect in your life, in your family, in your community. Because of that, nasa achakach hachodesh hazeh lachem. Sheher lekach yoredu lemitzrayim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us in Mitzrayim. Why do we have to be a nation born in Mitzrayim? There's nothing to eat, we go to Mitzrayim, okay, and then maybe on our way back from Mitzrayim to Eretz Knaan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come in a vision to Yaakov Avinu and to the Shvatim, oh, come go a little to the east, to Har Sinai, I have something to give to you. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has us go to Mitzrayim and suffer and be under thumb of Malchus Mitzrayim. But that's the point. That we should first be subject to the Malchus of Mitzrayim. And that's what Shibud Malchus is all about. Klal Yisrael should understand and know and become subject to only Malchus Shemayim by coming first from the opposite. First come from the opposite. First come from what's way opposite. What's way opposite? Ask Michael Goffman. He'll tell you what's way opposite. You want to come from a former Soviet Union where people believed, you know, that's it. That's Malchus. They control my life. Without them and because of them, either one, things are very good or very, very bad. Shemayim? Heaven? That's why. They said there is no Malchus Shemayim. Drilled that into our people there in that Soviet Union for generations. And then out we come. Oh, out we come. Now Malchus Shemayim means something. It really does. You know, there's a famous story, Mendelevich, the tzaddik, was in prison in the Gulag, and he cut a small piece of his uniform off to put on his head as a yarmulke, as a yarmulke. Well, you can just imagine. how he was called in, and the jail guards called in the commissar in charge of this prison, of this gulag, who had, of course, a gun holstered to his hip, and said, Mendelevich, in Russian, I don't know how to say, take off the shmata from your head. Mendelevich says, no. Mendelevich, take it off. No. He drew his gun, stood up, put the revolver to Mendelevich's head, and said, take off the shmata from your head. And Mendelevich said, no, you can shoot me. But matter-of-factly, like almost undramatically. Now, by this point, Mendelevich was known, and he's going to have to report back to Moscow what happened to him and why is he no longer, you know. So the warden puts his gun back, goes back to his seat, sits back down at his desk, and put down his head and wept and looked up in awe and in frustration and said, Mendelevich, you're not afraid to die? I don't understand. Not scared to die? Yosef Mendelevich said to him, of course I'm afraid to die. I want to live, you want to live, every human being wants to live. But you know what the difference is? You believe that life and death is in the hand of Leonid Brezhnev. I believe life and death is in the hands of the Melech Malchim Lachim, of the King of Kings of the universe. So if he wants to, when he wants to, how he wants to. You think it's Brezhnev. We came to Mitzrayim because you can come to one understanding of who runs the world. Paroi runs the world. He tells me what to do. He's mishabed me. He takes my children, builds them into walls like bricks. He throws my sons into the Nile River. That's darkness. And if you start to feel that way, it's hachere shayulibam. Oy, your heart doesn't feel, doesn't see the emes. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, hachodesh ezelachem. And like the Levana, you're going to have light that's going to shine in times of darkness, so you will be able to see truths that otherwise in the darkness of this world, one typically, yidn, see. Other people don't see. Other people can't see. How much goodness there is in the world, how much potential good there is in the world, how much joy there is to be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the hardest of times. Ah. That's HaChodesh HaZelochem. And because they came from something that was such deafness and such insensitivity and incapacity, inability to feel and see and hear the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to recognize it, to appreciate it, let alone to even follow it. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, HaChodesh HaZelechem. Something completely new is now possible for you. And possible for you every year, Chodesh Nissan. And that's what we have to hear. This coming Shabbos, in HaChodesh HaZelechem Rosh Chodesh. V'zeh inyun kol ha'arba malchis. That's the whole point of Arba Malchis. Kedei levarer, meaning to bring out and clarify, purify the concept of Malchus, that it's not Malchus of Basav Adam, but rather, Shemalchuscha, Malchus Kol Olamim. All Malchios are yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we say in the Piyut on Rosh Hashanah, in Kippur, Chol Maminim, everybody believes, all of us believe. Loi HaMalucha, and he is the one who is Mamluch Melachim. HaMamluch Melachim, he is the one who makes the Melech the Melech. V'loi HaMelucha. The real Melucha is his, and his alone. But you first come to that, living the Sheker of the apparent. Malchus is Paro, Paro, Paro. Malchus is Achashverosh. Malchus is Edom. No. There's only one Melech. And if the chershus, if that deafness to the truth, so that you can hear finally the truth, if that deafness can be removed, it's going to be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, not hacherish anymore, let you not be deaf anymore, but hachodesh Hazelochem, let you have the new ability to embrace this truth and to see light and to bring out light in my world, even in the darkest of situations, because HaChadosh Hazelochem, this great promise is yours now in Yetzias Mitzrayim and forever. Every Nisan, every Chodesh HaGeulah, we should have. Kadosh Baruch Hu, bless us, please, with a month of redemption, Chodesh Nisan to come. We should see the Geulah Shleimah. Yes,